The following is from Bloomberg View, the opinion section of Bloomberg.
This editorial was written by the Bloomberg View editorial board. Were it not for some shady derivatives trades carried out by the world's oldest bank, Banca Monte dei Paschi di Siena, Italy's most recent parliamentary elections might have produced a government. Before Bloomberg News revealed the first details of the scandal in January, many Italians had been planning to vote for the center-left Democratic Party. Yet the Democratic Party ran the philanthropic foundation that in turn controlled Monte dei Paschi. The foundation for years had chosen the bank's top executives, meddled in investment decisions, and determined how the bank's largesse should be distributed in Siena. The affair seemed proof that Italy's entire political system was rotten. By election day, no party had enough support to form a government. Italy's 88 bank foundations were meant to help move the country's banking system from state to private control. Yet the foundation system proved susceptible to the weaknesses that hobble Italy's political economy, namely patronage and corruption. Negotiations to form a government continue, but time is running out for the Democratic Party. Whatever shape the next government takes, it can help restore confidence in the system by forcing foundations to sell their large bank stakes. Italy needs to complete the transition to private ownership that its financial sector began more than 20 years ago. This editorial was written by the Bloomberg View editorial board.
This has been Bloomberg View.